Welcome back to Durango Digs. You're listening to AM 1240 KDJO 98.3 FM. Again, Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce here with Susie Fair, wearing many hats, but today you are wearing your Southwest Health Alliance Steering Committee hat. Last break, I did mention, you know, Bank of Colorado stepping up and giving a very generous donation of $10,000. The Chamber gave $5,000, but you guys still are needing money to keep this engine going, so to speak.
Yeah, this is something that different counties have given money to. The city gave some money to us in order to look into all these things with all the research that we've been doing. But like you mentioned, Monique DiGiorgio has been doing an incredible job with this, and her salary is purely based. I mean, what she makes is purely based off of grants and things like that, and so and donations for things like this. So we wouldn't be here doing this if it wasn't for Monique. And so, yeah, we're still looking for money. We pay to the Peak Health Alliance because we're a kind of a local part of their organization. You know, we pay to them. And, you know, the thought is that once it starts rolling, that everything will, you know, it'll generate some money based on how many enrollees we have. Like you said, the economies of scale are very important in this.
Yeah.
But we still have a lot of money that we need to pay for things that we've done. We needed to pay actuaries to, which are people that manipulate data from insurance companies to understand, like, which things do we do in this area? And do we have people that go other places for healthcare? And doctors are people using?
And by manipulate, I do want to say more analyze,
yeah.
Because the word manipulate, I'm like, oh, you know, that makes me think, oh, liars figures lie.
Yeah.
But
no,
it's
way.
The analyzing and the aggregating of all that.
Yes.
I mean, I've sat in these meetings, I'm just going, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I can understand the process of what you're doing. So you've got those actuaries aggregating. So you guys have a lot of those expenses.
Right.
And again, if you would like to help continue Southwest Health Alliance's efforts, go to southwesthealthalliance.org, reach out to Monique and reach out to myself at the Chamber. We'll put you in touch so you can be a contributor to this effort.
Absolutely.
Now the different plans, I want to talk about that because they're the larger groups. I mean, there's, you know, if you have 100 employees, this probably isn't for you. This is more for small businesses, sole proprietors, people who are self-insuring, things of that nature, correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a place if you are a larger employer that you could carve out for some of what we're talking about and utilize it for sure. I mean, I'm not saying it's definitely not for them. It's for everyone. But it really targets the small groups and individuals. And that's huge in our area, Jack, because there has not been plans available to individuals in our area or small businesses that are affordable for a long time. Like, if you want to pay out your whatever, you can pay a lot of money, right, to get insured.
Sure.
But these plans are actually affordable plans, and they are for, like I said, for individuals, for small groups, and for large groups. And we didn't do as much in the self-insured space as we would like, and I think we still, you know, we've done a lot of work, and I think we still have a lot more work to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely a place for that. So, the products that we offer are more comprehensive, but they're the same kind of insurance that people are used to buying. Peak is not an insurance company and can't bear the risk, but that's why we brought in Bright. Bright is the carrier that can administer these plans.
Yeah.
And then I really want to make clear, too, that brokers and consultants are going to be used in their traditional role. So some brokers get worried, like, oh, Peak's coming in, and then they have their plan, and then they have the Southwest Health Alliance, and they have Bright, and there's no place for brokers. But we want brokers to be involved, and we have a broker, a platform where people can get certified to be a broker that understands what we're doing and how it works.
Uh-huh.
So if you are a local broker and you want to get that certification, again, visit southwesthealthalliance.org and you can find out information about that. We have somebody on the steering committee that's specifically working with brokers.
I love hearing the, you know, small business, because 80% of our chamber members have less than 6 employees. I mean, you know, that's the majority of America. And so
and that's who we're talking to, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really big part of it. That and individuals are going to be the bulk of who are going to be super excited about these plans. And it's going to make a difference in their bottom line. It's going to make a difference in their ability to cover employees, to retain employees, to attract employees.
Well, and so let me ask this, because, you know, I have insurance through the chamber. My wife has to go on the exchange and, you know, and find. So, and we're always looking going, oh my gosh, you know, because of her age and, you know, we're paying, well, roughly $1,000 a month. And it's outrageous. And we're just sitting there going, and the only way we, why is because we have a $6,000 deductible. I mean, it's just, it's one of those catastrophic policies, you know, God forbid a major thing happens. But it's like, all right, that's why we have that insurance. So, with the Bright products, I mean, I always think raise the deductible and lower the cost.
You know, it's not really like that. We have some different plan designs. There's, you know, bronze, silver, gold. There's different products that you can choose from, so you can choose what you want. But we have, we're offering plans with low and even $0 deductibles.
Wow.
Our plans have unlimited primary care and specialty visits with flat dollar copays that are not subject to the deductible. We have flat dollar costs for services that are not subject to the deductible, like MRIs, lab work, x-rays. And then we have a split deductible option, which is where you can trade off pharmacy and medical deductibles. And then we have off the marketplace only, there's an HSA plan that's offered as well, which is a health savings account plan. So, I mean, our plan design is does not work the same way that you're thinking of. You're thinking of traditional insurance, and that's not what this is. We also have an enhanced mental health benefit, which we can talk about later. But I know we keep, like, talking about the costs and everything, and we're not getting to it, but I know, so they've filed like preliminary rates.
Okay.
And so we don't really have like the specific rates, but I can tell you that the preliminary rates look incredible. And we had one of the plans had a 38% reduction from last year, right? 38% reduction in plans. There is what they have, what they've filed with the Department of Insurance, and I have to say very clearly, this is not the dollar value, you know, the amount that's actually going to be charged. But I can tell you that of Rocky Mountain, Anthem, and Friday, and Bright, which are the four options, and ours is Bright. We, from what it looks like, we have the lowest rates, which is great. We're looking at the lowest cost bronze rate being $256 a month. Is what we're looking at. Wow. The lowest cost gold, which is the best plan ever, is $373. Now, that's the preliminary rates.
Sure.
That's not actually the rates that are being filed. But there's right now, that's the kind of money that people are paying for a really bad catastrophic plan, right?
Well,
so they have to not go to the doctor, and that's only to cover huge expenses.
Yeah. No, that's incredible. We got to take a break real quick.
Okay.
But when we come back, I'll continue talking about this because I wish I had the camera on my face because I think my jaw just hit the floor.
His jaw did drop.
we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to AM 1240 KDJO 98.3 FM. Back with Susie Fair from Southwest Health Alliance in just a few minutes.